We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
This is Curtis, and on today's episode of the Dynasty Command Center podcast, I'm going to unlock your brains, share some compelling research with you, and tell you how to crush your competition in your early season Dynasty Startup Draft every year. It feels so good to be back in the routine, and I've kind of got the 2021 podcast season, at least up through the NFL draft. I kind of got that mapped out in my brain now. I want to start with the first half of the week, giving you some practical application. I feel like that's always been my specialty, somebody who offers dynasty advice, just kind of sharing, you know, what I'm doing with the research that I'm compiling and the analysis that I read from other sharps. How am I putting that into practice? And then sharing that with you, so you can do the same and sharing the success. And then in the second part of the week, each week, I'd like to get into a flow of breaking down some of this year's top rookie prospects and then some of those mid to late round targets that could really have explosive value gains after the NFL draft by outperforming expectations in terms of draft capital or guys we know are going to really turn in some pretty incredible athletic measurables and get driven up NFL draft boards as a result. But anyway, that's going to be the cadence. And since this is the beginning of the week, it means we're talking strategy. We're talking practical application. For those of you who read the latest and greatest on rotoviz.com 7 days a week, you saw my article drop on Saturday, the latest in my Dynasty Workshop series. It's called How to Win Early Dynasty Startup Drafts Every Year. And if you haven't caught up, this is a great time to hit pause, pull the article up, listen along. I'm going to hit some things in this podcast that aren't in the article. And there's probably some things in the article that I'm not going to talk about on the pod, but they're going to complement each other. But I used our RotoViz Dynasty ADP tools to do some research based off of a trend I've observed in my own Dynasty startups over the past couple years, but wanted to see if the data actually supports, you know, my observation. And boy, oh boy, it does. It definitely does. So, okay, listen, the secret to winning early dynasty startup drafts and startup season is very simple. You don't even have to know which players to take per se. You just have to take the right types of players. So if you're in a dynasty startup in February, March, even the early phases of April before the NFL draft occurs, it is very simple, guys. It is very simple what you should do. Draft rookies. Draft a lot of rookies and don't stop drafting rookies. Why? individual season data and 3-year comprehensive analysis both suggest it's an easy way to accrue roster value. So here's the exercise. First, I use the Dynasty ADP tool to research just all draft picks dating back to the beginning of 2018 on FFPC. I like to use FFPC for this ADP data because I know these are actual drafts that have occurred. I love what DLF does. Many of you listening to this are probably also fans of Dynasty League Football. And Ryan McDowell, one of my best friends in the industry, he does mocks for all different types of formats year-round. And that data is invaluable, especially during the NFL season when there are no new startups happening. But there are also some problems in that the mock drafters tend to be many of the same people. And so we're not necessarily seeing a data set that is broad across people who are putting money behind the picks. And so that's why when we can use data from actual drafts, I like to use the data from actual drafts. So that's what I did for this project. And I used January through mid-April. And then I used post-NFL draft, I used May 1 to July 1. So those are the two time periods in each season. And here's what we saw. So in 2018, in startup rounds 1 through 10, so the top 120 of a dynasty draft, we saw 13 rookies selected in the top 120 before the NFL draft. And then after the NFL draft, we saw 16 rookies selected in the top 120.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What do you think happened in 2019? 14 rookies selected on average in the top 120. Of pre-NFL draft dynasty startups. And then after the NFL draft, 18 rookies selected in the top 120 of dynasty ADP. Last year, 2020, pre-NFL draft, dynasty startups, 16 rookies selected in the top 120. After the NFL draft, 21. One out of every six players selected in the top 120 of FFPC dynasty startups in 2020 was a rookie. Actually, just slightly over that.
The economy is made up of real people doing real stuff, and it affects everything. Which you obviously know since you're a real person doing real stuff. Marketplace is here to help you get smart about everything beyond the what of the day's business and economic news. We dig into the how and the why with the real people driving our economy. From big tech and interest rates to small businesses and what's happening at the Fed, Marketplace breaks it all down so you don't have to. Listen to Marketplace wherever you get your podcasts.
We see this trend bear out in each of the last three seasons. So obviously when you put all the data together, it's going to be even more compelling. So in the three seasons combined, in the top 120 of dynasty startups before the NFL draft, 43 rookies selected. After the NFL draft, 55. You know, so that's, you know, 20-25% increase in rookies selected in the top 120 just by waiting until after the NFL draft. So what does that mean? Well, it means when you draft early, especially when you can select highly rated rookies, preferably from the RotoViz fantasy football rookie draft guide. If you can select rookies that we highly rate after the top 120, you're going to accrue some roster value. And it's going to be like immediate. You're going to have your draft in February, and then some of these players who we've provided you this data analysis on, and we know they're going to be, you know, day two NFL draft picks, or they're going to be some of those later drafted running backs who land in a unstable running back environment and get that quick boost, you know, the Darwin Thompsons of the world in years past. You get that value on your roster, but nothing has happened other than days on the calendar have gone by. And this is easy and simple from an opportunity cost perspective. For somebody who's risk averse, you can still sign off on this. You don't need to forego an AJ Brown or a DK Metcalf in the very early phases of your draft and take a rookie if you're uncomfortable with that. That's not even the spot necessarily that you need to do it. Those are still very young players who are in stable situations that, you know, you kind of see what their trajectory is. But when it comes down to selecting, you know, a rookie over a veteran who has no path for an upward dynasty value trend at this point, you err on the side of drafting the rookie every time. So it's really that simple. Let's look at this a few other ways. So let's cut it top 60 and top 120. So now we're breaking it down into those rookies who are probably selected in, you know, if you were looking just at a rookie draft, the top half of the first round versus the back half of the first round into the middle of the second. So same time period, 2018, rookies selected in the top 60 of dynasty startups pre-NFL draft, 4, post-NFL draft, 8. 2019, pre-NFL draft 1, post-NFL draft 4. 2020, pre-NFL draft 7, post-NFL draft 8. And then the 3 years combined, pre-NFL draft rookies selected in the top 60, 12, post-NFL draft 20. So again, it's not just the total number of rookies in the top 120, it's also those rookies who are already being selected in the top 120 pre-NFL draft, sliding up the board into the earlier phases of the draft. We saw this happen with at least a few prospects in each season. So I really love hammering the rookies in those mid to late single digit rounds of your startups. And then after round 10, just open season. Just open season, especially over the older players who we know will continue to slide and be even cheaper via trade or waiver wire, even in an FFPC format without the deep benches. So some other observations here. Other observations. Why do I think this trend exists? Why are rookies drafted more highly after the NFL draft than before the NFL draft? Or another way of asking the question, why are so many drafters afraid to pay up for rookies before the NFL draft? Well, we already talked about those risk-averse dynasty drafters, right? It's very tempting, and in some ways, you know, I can understand it, opting for veterans with a proven track record of scoring fantasy points over the unknown of the rookie, right? I've seen this player do it. This player scored 200 PPR in 2020 or in 2019, and then he was injured in 2020. And I've seen him do it at this level, and I know his talent translates, and I've seen him do it in the offense that he's currently in. So why should I gamble on the rookie instead? You know, other drafters, maybe if they've got that history, and we've all done it, they've been burned by a rookie bust. And this doesn't even necessarily need to be in a startup draft. We could see an owner who just historically has struggled to find the right types of prospects in his or her dynasty rookie drafts. And then that actually finds its way into their startup draft strategy. And they go for, you know, the players who are known commodities. Now this is an unintentional reason. This last one, and I actually think this probably plays a bigger role than many would think. But this isn't even a personal aversion to rookies. it's a laziness thing. And we've talked about this over the years in the Dynasty Command Center Slack. We've talked about it in this podcast. I've written about it. You know, last year we had the post NFL draft series that I did around building the perfect core. If you remember that article, I shared Sean Siegel and I's process for building a startup draft board. And going through that process is very important because you are making a note to yourself of where in the draft each player is desirable. And are they desirable at current ADP or not? Well, if you don't do an exercise like that and you don't create your own ranks for the startup you're participating in, you are going to use the Draft Room applet on whatever website or app you're using to compete. And this early in the season, those rookies have depressed ADP. And so you're sorting, you know, many people will, you know, you'll click on scoring from last season and sort the list that way, or you'll sort it by, you know, average ADP. These rookies are not going to show up at the top of your list in that way. And so you are, because of your lack of preparation for your draft, you're missing out on an opportunity to draft these rookies. And so there are probably those of you listening that are, yep, that's me. I forget, or I select that first rookie or two that I'm thinking about, and then I get into rounds 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, and I stop drafting the rookies because that, you know, they're so far down and they're into that alphabetical order. There's no ADP even assigned. They're not being drafted at large. So it doesn't really even matter. It doesn't matter why the other drafters are shy. It's probably one of those three reasons that I just went over, but it's not even really important about why that people are less aggressive on rookies. It just matters that they are shy about drafting rookies in early season dynasty startup drafts, because it makes it a point of leverage for us. So we're going to go in, we're going to understand, hey, here's the top 18 to 20 rookies from RotoViz for the 2021 prospect class. We're going to get a couple of those guys wrong. We're going to be too aggressive on a few of them, and we're probably going to miss a couple. But you take that top 18 to top 20 especially and focus on getting those guys in your startup draft, you're going to make some easy dynasty money on those players. And by the way, even if you don't necessarily believe in a particular rookie asset, so I'll give you an example. Travis May has been railing on Kadarius Toney. He railed on him on his timeline, railed on him in our guide. You know, the production profile isn't all that impressive. But many draft nicks think that Kadarius Toney will, you know, be a, you know, late first to second round pick on NFL draft day. So maybe you follow our process. You are going to fade Kadarius Toney generally. However, now it's the 11th or 12th round of your startup, and you're stuck choosing between, you know, Marvin Jones or something like that, you know, a 30 plus year old veteran receiver who might provide some fantasy utility early in the season, or you can draft a wide receiver who's probably going to get draft capital. He's going to have a big plus in the draft capital department and shoot up the board. And then you just sell that player. Can you imagine what will happen? Like if Kadarius Toney replaces Sammy Watkins for the Kansas City Chiefs or something, I'm just giving you a high ended example. And he's selected in the second round. He's going to go from an 11th round startup pick, 12th round startup pick to a 6th round startup pick, like overnight. The same thing happened with Mecole Hardman a couple years ago, right? And so even if you don't believe in the player, you select him in the early dynasty startup draft and then you move him. And you don't even have to get top dollar after that. You sell out, you divest from that investment, and you know, replace it with other assets, other players, or future draft picks. So that's how you play it. That is how I would suggest doing that. So let me give you a short list of players who you can target and feel great about from a profile standpoint, right? We don't have the athletic measurements from individual pro days yet. So, you know, we can peruse college scouting reports and spring practice reports over the last couple of years. And, you know, for the high end prospects, we already have a lot of this information. You can get college program, you know, team program reports on height and weight, you know, those things will probably change. There's always a couple of players who end up being big surprises at official, you know, weigh-in day. And so rather than use that information that's out there that's probably erroneous and be wrong, you know, we still right now are focusing on college production profile and age. Those are the two things that we really know a lot about at this point in the process. So who are some of those players that you want to think about selecting, especially outside the top 120? If these players are there like between 120 and 150, these are the guys that are going to shoot up into that top 120 after the NFL draft, okay? A great list to use is Sean Siegel's list of players in his breakout age piece from our rookie guide. And he notes 8 wide receivers who had breakout ages of under 20.5 years. Now, at RotoViz, we use 30% Dominator as our breakout indicator. There are other sites that use 20%. You know, there's pros and cons to using each of these benchmarks. If you want to read why we use 30 and why we still think it's the best, or at least better than 20%, you can pick up the rookie guide. Sean explains it beautifully, and we've also got some links to some of Blair Andrews' research on that. But the 8 players with breakout ages under 20.5, Rondale Moore, Tylan Wallace, Elijah Moore, Jamar Chase, Rashad Bateman, Dyami Brown, Chetarius Atwell, Tutu Atwell, and Terrace Marshall. Those are 8 players. If any of those players, now I don't expect Rondale Moore, Jamar Chase, or Rashad Bateman to be available that late. They're going to go more in the middle single digit rounds of your startup draft. But the other 5, Tylan Wallace, Elijah Moore, Dyami Brown, Atwell, Tutu Atwell, and Terrace Marshall, I could see any one of those players being available outside the top 120, especially in an FFPC dynasty startup draft at this time of the year. So they slide outside that window. You select them every time. They're going to accrue value right after the NFL draft when they're selected on day 2. And all these guys, other than maybe Atwell, will be selected on day 2. Now, there's some other, the other way to play this is the projected draft capital piece. So I mentioned Kadarius Toney as one of those players. And you can do this exercise by looking at Dave Cabin's Rookie Scouting Index series. Dave, he compiles a really useful resource on our site each season and updates it periodically through draft season, where he looks at all the major scouting outlets and then, you know, balances those reports. So we can use that as a counterbalance or a cross-check on our process here at RotoViz. So if Daniel Jeremiah and, you know, Mel Kiper and Todd McShay and other, you know, or just the formal, you know, media outlets, CBS, you know, whoever, we average all those in and look at, you know, what those positional ranking sets look like, you can start to see, oh, you know, here's some other day 2 players. And so you get into people like Chuba Hubbard, right? A player like that sliding, not a lot of buzz after a disappointing year, but if he goes on day 2, rockets up the board. And so you can look at some of the other articles on the site and find who some of these rookies would be. But the main takeaway of today's podcast is an early season dynasty startups. You have to select rookies. Take them. I made money this way last year. I did a February startup and I took Clyde. There was no buzz on Clyde Edwards-Helaire yet. No buzz. We hadn't had, you know, those leaks of him going up the board, or the Chiefs, the Chiefs information that was leaking. You know, that stuff all happened right before the draft, right? We had seen the national championship performance, but, you know, he still at that point wasn't being looked at as a potential top of rookie draft guy. You know, at that point he was like a late first player, and I got him in the 8th round of a dynasty startup in February. And I mean, the jury's still out on what Clyde Edwards-Helaire will eventually be, but you can see how that would be beneficial. Okay. So this is a running back I may or may not have believed in at that point in the process, but I selected him because of my belief that he would be selected in day 2 of the NFL draft. And fast forward like 3 months and he's a second round startup pick. Instant equity. This is why I'm sharing this information with you. So if you want to see, I've got some great visuals in my article. I've got the rookie rundown that I went over early in the pod here, as well as a summary table of, you know, the draft range of various rookies in 2018, 2019, 2020. And I've also got some graphs. So, I mean, you can really see the power of those trend lines when something's happening every year that it's obviously happening over a 3-year sample. So, you know, hopefully this takeaway will sink into your brain and you will crush your opponents because of your newfound confidence to select the young guns in your next startup. Later this week, we'll be back with a focus on some of my favorite 2021 rookie prospects.
Sugar Ray Leonard, Roberto Duran, Marvelous Marvin Hagler, and Thomas Hearns. Legends, whose four-way rivalry defined one of the greatest eras in boxing history. Relive their decade of dominance in the new Showtime sports documentary, The Kings, a four-part series premiering Sunday, June 6th, only on Showtime.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.